Time magazine featured it. Life magazine photographed it. People everywhere stayed home to hear it. And here's a college quiz ball with Alan Ludden as master of the quiz. Because of unprecedented interest in these exciting contests between college teams of four from coast to coast, the National Broadcasting Company is rebroadcasting the best games of this unusual series. And so tonight, by transcription, you will hear Oberlin College, the team that toppled the all-time Quiz Bowl champs Minnesota last week, fight it out with Mount Holyoke College from their respective campuses at Oberlin, Ohio, and South Hadley, Massachusetts. And now, let's meet the teams. First, the team members from Mount Holyoke.
Betsy Witters, Summit, New Jersey.
Mara Mullins, Birmingham, Alabama.
Barbara Clickstein, Medford, Massachusetts.
Ellen Richards, Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Jim Strong of Station WTIC in Hartford, Connecticut, will be the Mount Holyoke referee. And here's the quartet from Oberlin College.
Dave Jeunesse, Williamstown, Massachusetts.
Bert Sonnenfeld, New York, New York.
David Mitten, Stowe, Ohio.
Whit Slater, Rocky River, Ohio.
The Oberlin referee is Jerry Liebman of Station WTAM in Cleveland.
Okay, now how about those rules, Roger?
Right, Alan, and here they are. Alan Ludden asks a toss-up question worth 10 points. And the first team to signal it knows the answer gets a chance to answer it. When Oberlin College signals, you'll hear... And when Mount Holyoke College signals, you'll hear... By means of a special electronic selector, the team which signals first, even by a split second, activates its light here in New York City and makes it impossible for the other team's light to flash. If a team gives a wrong answer to the toss-up question, the other team is given a chance to answer it. And whichever team gives the right answer gets a bonus question worth a stated number of points. The team with the most points at the end of the game is the winner and returns next week to defend its title in the College Quiz Bowl.
Thank you, Roger. Now, remember, teams, you may interrupt a toss-up question before I've finished asking it, but if you do, and if your answer is wrong, your team's going to be penalized 5 points, and I'll repeat the question, giving the other team a free crack at it, okay? Those are the rules. There's the opening whistle, so let's go. Your first toss-up tonight could earn you a chance at a 40. I repeat, 40-point bonus. Here's the toss-up. For 10 points, quote, the line of verse that immediately precedes this passage, and it must follow as the night the day thou canst not then be false to. Mount Holyoke,
Betsy Winters. This above all to thine own self be true.
Right, for 10 points. Mount Holyoke, you started out hot there. You got a 40-point bonus coming up. Okay, now this one calls for a bit of imagination. Where, if it were possible, would you be apt to see the following pairs of people together? Now this calls for imagination, and remember I said if it were possible. First of all, where would you possibly see Joseph Welch and Sidney Carton?
In a law
France,
court.
Paris?
In a law court or a courtroom, that's right. You got it right for 10 points. Carton, of course, is a fictional lawyer in Dixon's Tale of Two Cities, and Welch, of course, was the Army's lawyer in the McCarthy hearing. All right. Where it possible, would you see Pudge Heffelfinger and Frank Merriwell?
Yale.
That's right. At Yale. And I imagine you girls at Holyoke are familiar with that campus. Here we go. Where would you see Pierre Marquette and Gaylord Ravenel?
In the Mississippi.
Right, for 10 points. Where would you see Captain Nemo and Auguste Picard?
Down under the sea.
Right, for 10 points, and you got them all, by golly. All right, here we go. Another toss-up question. And coming up next is another 40-point bonus. Now, for this toss-up, I want an answer and an explanation why. You got that? An answer and an explanation why, and I want to come right together. Now, if you attended a party where people who practice dactylology were, would you expect the party to be a noisy one or a quiet one? Mount Holyoke, Barbara
Clickstein.
It would
be a quiet one because it's talking with your hands.
That's right, for 10 points. It would be a quiet one because they would be talking with their hands, which is what dactylology is. Well, you got another 40-point bonus here, Mount Holyoke. Now, the Treaty of Versailles concluded the First World War as far as the Allied powers in Germany were concerned. For 10 points apiece, I want you to name the treaties that concluded the following wars. First of all, the 30 Years' War.
Treaty of Utrecht, wasn't it?
Is that your answer? No.
Paris?
No, I'm sorry. It was the Treaty of Westphalia, 1649. The War of the Spanish Succession.
The Treaty of Paris?
No, I think that was the Treaty of Utrecht.
Right? I think that is right for 10 points. The Treaty of Utrecht, 1713. All right. The Spanish-American War.
Oh, gosh.
That was the Treaty of Paris. 1898, I'm sorry. Okay. The Mexican War.
Oh, God.
With two words.
Yeah? Quick.
Where are
we? I don't know.
The Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, 1848. Okay, now before we move along to another toss-up question, let's find out what the stakes are in this quiz game, Roger.
Each week, Good Housekeeping Magazine will award to the school of the winning team a $500 gift to be administered by the college. It may go to a scholarship fund or to a campus activity. And each member of the losing team will receive an attractive, dependable Whitnor wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnor family of fine watches, since 1866, maker of watches of the highest character. Well, those are the stakes. Now, with 19 and a half minutes to go, the score, Mount Holyoke, 70, Oberlin, nothing. Let's go back to another toss-up question now.
And the bonus question coming up is worth 30 points. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, what experience did Catherine Howard, Catherine Parr, and Mount Holyoke?
Myra Mullins.
They were all beheaded by Henry VIII.
Oh, wow.
They were all wives
of his. Wait, hold it. I'm going to penalize you 5 points, Mount Holyoke. You interrupted a question you did not answer properly. So here we go. For Oberlin, you're penalized 5 points. That's right. Complete the question for Oberlin. For 10 points, what experience did Catherine Howard, Catherine Parr, and Catherine of Aragon have in common?
They were all wives of Henry VIII.
That's right. They were all wives of Henry VIII. 10 points for Oberlin. They were not all beheaded. They were not all beheaded. I have to take on a toss-up question the first answer as I hear it. Okay, now, Oberlin, here's your bonus question worth 30 points. It's a question on words starting with the letter Z. X, Y, Z. Now, for 5 points apiece, give me a word starting with Z, which is a mild oath.
Zounds.
Right, for 5 points. We work fast on these 5-pointers. The West Wind.
Zephyr.
5 points. A fanatical person.
Zealot.
Right, for 5 points. A buffoon. Zany. A popular character in horror movies.
Tommy.
Right, Tommy. For 5 points. A gypsy. Zingaro. Okay, scoring time, Roger.
Right now, Alan, we have 18 minutes to go. Oberlin has 30 points. Mount Holyoke has 65.
Okay, here we go now with a 30-point musical bonus coming up. For 10 points, what would you be most wise to swallow, spray, or suck? Dichlorodiphenol trichlorothane. Oberlin.
Which later?
Swallow.
Can you take it, Holyo?
Yes, Ellen Richards.
Spray.
Right, spray. What is dichlorodiphenol trichlorothane?
Isn't it an insecticide?
Yeah, it's DDT. Okay. Here is your musical bonus worth 30 points, Mount Holyoke. With you girls at Holyoke and the men selected for the team from Oberlin competing tonight, it seemed quite logical that we ought to hark back a few days to Valentine's Day and come up with some kind of musical question dealing with hearts. So here's your chance to identify three very familiar heart songs, and you'll get 10 points each time you do it. All right, tell me the title of this one. Mount Holyoke? What's the title of that? It's got heart in it. You don't know it?
I gave my heart to you.
No. Jerry Martin's wonderful. My heart belongs to Daddy. All right. What's this one?
Part of
Hurry.
Quick.
Heart of stone. All right. What's this one? Maybe you'll get this.
My heart.
Right, for 10 points. Okay, scoring time, Roger.
Right now, we have 16 minutes to go. Oberlin has 30 points. Mount Holyoke has 85 points.
All right, we got a 30-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, complete this relationship question. Judas was to Jesus as Ganelon was to whom? No takers? Roland. Judas was the betrayer of Jesus, and Ganelon was the betrayer of Roland in the Song of Roland. Oh, you knew that. All right, here we go with a 30-point bonus still coming up. What nursery rhyme was evidently written in a pluvial period? Oberlin.
Bert Sonnenfeld.
Rain, rain, go away, come
right.
Again another day.
That's right. Here you go, Oberlin, with a 30-point bonus. Now, you know, in Oberlin, the names of famous grandsons of three famous grandfathers have been much in the news lately. For 10 points apiece, see if you can identify the following. First of all, this man's grandfather served as vice president under Grover Cleveland.
Adlai Stevenson.
Right, for 10 points. This man's grandfather was Secretary of State under Benjamin Harrison.
Dulles.
Right.
John Foster Dulles.
Work as a team. Let me hear you work. Anybody can answer on a bonus question. John Foster Dulles, right, for 10 points. This man's grandfather served on the Supreme Court bench for more than a generation.
Harlan,
right, for 10 points.
14 and a half minutes to go. Mount Holyoke has 85 points. Oberlin has 70 points.
All right, and here is a... Oh, it's getting close. All right, this is a musical toss-up. The music you're about to hear is a symphony. You are to signal as soon as you can identify it by its title and composer. Oberlin.
Bert Sonnenfeld.
Classical symphony by Prokofiev.
Right, for 10 points. Honest to goodness. I had no idea. So soon you got it. All right, it's a mathematical bonus you earned by that, Bert Sonnenfeld. Get out your papers and paper and pencils, Oberlin. You're to take the year that the Civil War ended.
1865.
Multiply by the number of the heaven, which in the Mohammedan religion is the highest abode of bliss.
Heaven.
And subtract the dollar value of a sawbuck.
Sawbuck, 5.
And for 30 points, give me your numerical answer.
43. Let's see.
The state the Civil War ended, multiplied by the number of the heaven, subtracted the dollar value of the sawbuck. You got it?
13,050.
All right, quickly. Quickly, I need an answer.
13,050.
Oh, no. 13,045. A sawbuck is 10. A sawbuck. $10 is a sawbuck. Oh, the slang language isn't too good out there. All right, here we go. Score in time, Roger.
Right now, we have 13 minutes to go. Mount Holyoke has 85. Oberlin trails by only 5 points with a score of 80.
And a 30-point bonus is coming up. For 10 points, tell us, what is the name of the time in reference to which all other time around the world is set? Oberlin.
Dave Jeanette.
Greenwich.
Right, for 10 points. Greenwich Mean Time. Greenwich Time. All right, here's another chance at a bonus question. This is a 3-part bonus question on beverages. We're just going to talk about them, not drink them. All right, 10 points for each correct answer. Who was the famous Greek that drank cow's bane on purpose?
Mithridates?
Socrates.
Socrates is right for 10 points. Cow's bane is another name for poisoned hemlock, you know. All right, here we go. Who was the philosopher-poet who thought that the staff of life to eat, the fermented juice of grapes to drink, and the company of his girlfriend made an unbeatable
Omar
combination?
Omar Khayyam?
That's right, Omar Khayyam. It's over bread and jelly, wine and olives, and rubia. Okay, 10 more points if you can tell me in what poem does a character complain... Water, water, everywhere.
Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner.
All right, you did it.
Hold it, Alan. That's the halftime whistle, which calls for a 1-minute timeout. Before we continue with tonight's game, I'd like to remind you that the contest you are hearing actually took place last February. And so questions and allusions to current events then are not so current now. But they are included to make this rebroadcast game complete. Now, with 8.5 minutes to go, the score, Oberlin 120, Mount Holyoke 85. Back to the game and our master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
And a 20-point bonus is coming up. Here's your toss-up. Move along. Here we go. A 20-point bonus is coming up. This is the toss-up for 10 points. Identify the wildflower that sounds like it might be openwork belonging to the daughter of James II. Mount Holyoke.
Betsy Winters.
Queen Anne's Lace.
Right, for 10 points. All right, here we go, Mount Holyoke, for the 20-point bonus. Now, for 20 points, I want the girls from Mount Holyoke to explain what is technically wrong with this statement. A little boy hit a light bulb with his BB gun, and as a result, the light bulb exploded.
Well,
the light bulb wouldn't explode.
What would it do?
It would just go out.
No, I don't think it would even go out, would it?
It's a non-explosive gas inside.
No, I'm sorry.
It wouldn't go out at all, would it?
No, what would it do?
It would break the glass.
No, I'm waiting for you.
So it would go in?
No, I'm sorry. You did not make the 20 points. I was waiting for you to say it would implode or would go in. It would go inward.
She said go in at the end.
But after I had said it, huh?
No.
Mr. McGregor, what's the rule?
They said go in before you.
All right. No. Mr. McGregor ruled that you said it before I said it, so Holyoke had got the 20 points. You said go in. All right, here we go. A 30-point musical bonus is coming up. A 30-point musical bonus is coming up. Here's your toss-up for 10 points. In what modern country would you be if you visited the city that Wordsworth described as the eldest child of liberty? Holyoke.
Ellen Richards.
Italy.
Right, for 10 points. The city, of course, was Venice. All right, Holyoke, here's a multiple-choice musical bonus for you worth 30 points. Four composers who have written very popular gypsy music are Franz Lehár, Victor Herbert, Emery Kallman, and Johann Strauss Jr. Now, we're going to play three familiar gypsy melodies, and you're to tell us which of these four gentlemen wrote each. I'll accept only the first three names that you give, so work as a team. All right, tell me which of those four gentlemen wrote this.
Oh, that's Herbert, I believe.
That's right, for 10 points. Herbert. Play Gypsy Love Song. All right, which of those four gentlemen wrote this? One name only. Franz Lehár, no. And it was Emery Kallman. All right? Which of those four gentlemen wrote this?
Was it Strauss?
Nope. It was Lehár. Oh, out of two, you got 10 points on that. A 20-point bonus is coming up. Here's your toss-up. This man was the first engineering officer ever to achieve the rank of a 4-star general. In a famous quote, he once claimed, quote, "The impossible we do at once." Mount Holyoke.
Ellen Richards.
General Somerville.
Right, for 10 points. Miraculous takes a little longer. Okay, Mount Holyoke, you've got a 20-point bonus here. You know, women seem to think that men are vain, and some poets seem to agree. Now, I'm going to describe two gentlemen celebrated in poems, and you're going to earn 20 points, 10 points apiece, if you can identify them both. First of all, this man was worried that people might say his arms and legs were thin and his head was slightly bald.
Oh, that's not... Father William, is it? No.
Who is it?
Oh, gosh.
Was that Poe?
Time is called. J. Alfred Prufrock and T.S. Eliot's the love song of J. Alfred Prufrock. Okay, this man must have been vain about his dress as he described as having a French cocked hat. He is described as having, incidentally.
The highwayman?
What?
The highwayman?
That's right. I hadn't even quoted it yet, but that's right. The highwayman, an Alfred Noyes poem. Score and time, Roger.
Right now, we have 4 minutes to go. Oberlin has 120 points, and Mount Holyoke has 155 points.
Yeah! A 20-point bonus is in the offing. Two great leaders in the Western Hemisphere were called respectively the Liberator and the Emancipator. For 10 points, who were they? Oberlin.
Which leader? Simon Bolivar was the Liberator, and the Emancipator was Abraham Lincoln.
That's right, for 10 points. Here's a 20-point bonus, Oberlin. For 20 points, Oberlin, I want you to complete this relationship question. Dolly was to James Madison as Peggy Shippen was to whom?
Jackson.
Oh, you can work as a team on this.
Peggy Shippen, she was the wife of, not
Audrey.
Adams.
Benedict Arnold. Did you hear Benedict Arnold in the background? I thought I did.
Yes, we did.
All right, I take the right answer. Here's the bonus question. Here we go. You'll help me if you'll speak up on these bonus questions. Come out with definitive answers.
Louder.
All right, here we go. 25-point bonus in the offing. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, tell us, what did Jenny do when we met? Holyoke.
Ellen Richards.
Jenny kissed me.
That's right, for 10 points. All right, Mount Holyoke, here's your bonus question. Oscar Wilde, 25 points this is worth, 25 points. Oscar Wilde Henry James and James Joyce all wrote novels, the titles of which began with the same word. Now, little words, you know, little words don't count. These novels began with the same word. Now, for 25 points, you're to name all three of these novels. Work as a team. You'll get 25 points only if you name all three.
Portrait of a Lady by James. Oscar Wilde. Dorian Gray. Right, for 25 points. All right, we're in time, Roger. Right now, Alan, we have a minute and a half to go. Mount Holyoke has 190 points. Oberlin has 140 points.
All right, the 20-point bonus is coming up. For 10 points, tell us, what United States city has the same name as a kind of wild ox? Oberlin.
David Mitten.
Biden.
Can you take it, Holyoke?
Wild ox? Musk?
Oh, buffalo. Buffalo.
Oh.
All right, here we go with another toss-up question. The bonus question of 20 points is coming up. This word is the first name of a famous 17th century theologian. Theologian. A kind of king. And a colloquial...
Cotton
is right for 10 points. That's the answer. Oberlin. I'll take it. I'll take it on the buzzer. Here you go. 20 points, Oberlin. Here's a quick two-part bonus question. 10 points for each part you answer correctly. First, if you sail down the Danube River, what sea would you sail into?
Black sea.
Right, for 10 points. Now, if you sail down the Dnieper River, what sea would you sail into?
Caspian.
The Dnieper. D-N-E-I-P-E-R.
Sea of Arabia.
Deeper. No, the Black Sea. All right.
Oh.
I said it before you did. All right, 10 points on that. 15-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up. Uther Pendragon's little boy became a famous man when he grew up. Oberlin.
David Mitten.
King Arthur.
Right, for 10 points. I was going to ask you who his son was. 10 points for Oberlin.
And that's it, Alan.
I'm sorry.
The game is over for this week. Final score in the College Quiz Bowl is tonight 170 points for Oberlin and 190 points for Mona. Holyoke, the winner. Each member of the Oberlin team, it's our pleasure to award an attractive and dependable Whitnor wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnor family of fine watches. Since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. For fielding the winning team tonight, Mount Holyoke College will receive a $500 gift from Good Housekeeping magazine to be administered by the college. And these varsity scholars from Mount Holyoke will return next week to compete in the new All-American quiz game with the varsity scholars of Notre Dame University in South Bend, Indiana. Now, before everybody faints, here once again, your Alan Ludden.
Okay, I want to congratulate Mount Holyoke College, and I want to say to those remarkable young men out at Oberlin College, Dave Janess, Dave Mitten, Whit Slater, and Bert Sonnenfeld, you were simply magnificent. It's one of the tightest games we've ever had here, and I think one of the most exciting games we've ever had here in the College Quiz Bowl. Oberlin, it's been great having you. Next week, Mount Holyoke meets, of all things, Notre Dame. The following week, we're going to have varsity scholars here from Colgate University, Columbia University, and many other outstanding colleges and universities throughout the United States. So I urge you to be with us next week and every week for an exciting quiz game here in the College Quiz Bowl. Now, this is Alan Ludden saying so long, everybody.
The referees tonight were Jim Strong of Station WTIC in Hartford, Connecticut for Mount Holyoke College, and Jerry Liebman of Station WTAM in Cleveland for Oberlin. Listen to the transcribed College Quiz Bowl next week when Mount Holyoke meets Notre Dame University, and they come up against this question.
For 10 points, what phrase originated as a typing exercise might serve equally well as a slogan for either the Democratic or Republican Party?
Well, what do you think the answer is? Which team do you think will win? Tune in next week for the answers to both of these questions. And join us for all the other rebroadcasts of the most exciting games in this famous series. College Quiz Bowl is a transcribed NBC Radio Network presentation, originated and produced by John Moses and Don Reed, written by Nancy Forbes, and directed by Ken McGregor. This is Roger Tuttle speaking.